Man, another Monday cometh too soon, but I feel like we had a fun weekend together.
Well, part of it,
a fun day together.
Definitely. I enjoyed seeing you. We did that dog, which is so ridiculous, that dog mustache contest.
Oh, yeah.
Every time I say it out loud, it just sounds more and more idiotic, but fun idiotic, like idiotic for good, not for evil.
Yeah, and it was Pat, too, so shout out to Austin Facial Hair Club and everyone else for putting that on, Bully Ranch, which it benefited, but yeah, I had too much fun.
Did you?
Stayed past dark. I did look after it ended, and I looked up on the stage, and you were over there talking to some people, and I was like, oh, Matt, everyone's still here. And then suddenly I realized, like, the sun's gone down, and the bar's starting to fill up, and I'm like, I need to go home.
Yeah, you got, you enjoyed yourself.
I had fun.
Yeah.
It was a good time.
You you got a little slurry there at the end on the microphone.
Nah.
It's kind of fun.
That doesn't happen.
You were like, look at those effing kids over there.
Are you sure that wasn't our host?
I think
it could have been either.
Actually, the host cursed and you said, hey, don't say blank. There's a bunch of blanking kids here.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I remember that now. Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah. You got tore up. It was fun. And I had to get out of there. It was a little warm and I had a whole evening. And then my weekend went off the rails. Sunday would turn out to be a horrible day.
Oh no,
which then filtered into today.
Oh, even worse.
And it's still not done, but hopefully I will have the job completed by sometime tomorrow before the rain gets here.
Okay.
And we'll talk about that.
Yeah, you got to save that for later.
What I'm talking about, we'll save for later because it's fun, and I think anyone who owns a home will enjoy the tale of woe. God, sometimes I just am just like, this is so stupid to own a house. I should just be renting and put these hassles on somebody else.
I know, but as someone who's renting a house, I get very much like, man, I could be building a deck or investing in this house. But
no,
then when the air conditioner breaks and I'm like, hey, AC's out.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I used to think that that's the whole thing. Oh, if I own my own house, then I can paint the walls whatever color I wanted to. Guess what? I've been in this house I've never painted the walls.
Not once.
But you know what I have done? I've spent almost every weekend that I've lived there dealing with some other, you know, home project because of something that's broken or whatever. So, grass is always greener, baby. Grass is always greener.
Yeah, that's what they say. Oh, well.
But yeah, last week was the rat, and this week were the turds. That's what I have to say about that.
Get ready for the Monday Turd Show. Just Matt and CJ.
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ. 101X.
Yes, today is the greatest, and there's a lot happening that I would love to talk to you about. I mean, the Battle of Agincourt was on today. Famously, the British archers mowing down the French knights in the mud. It was also when the Teapot Dome scandal broke big in the headlines. But today is actually National Greasy Foods Day.
I'm so glad you decided to get a little away from European
history,
you know,
and
cracker-ass cracker history
and
talk about something real that I can get behind. Greasy Foods Day.
It is, yes. Greasy Foods Day. Everything greasy you can imagine, even though the one of the articles I pulled up talking about it does talk about baking instead of frying, air frying, limiting your intake, but that's all BS.
Oh, can you get me to the ER? I think I just ripped all of my muscles out of my head by rolling my eyes.
Yeah, it hurts because greasy food is absolutely the best. And I brought this in because it did almost kill me, I believe, once.
Really?
Back in college, I wanted to try to make crab rangoons myself. So I looked up how to do it and then didn't do well. And then I was looking up more things and it suggested getting one of those fry daddies. You know what I mean?
Sure.
The big, basically, pots that you turn the knob on, you heat up the grease, you have a little screen that drops down in it, made delicious crab rangoons for like a week straight. And then I slowly discovered that all the things you have in a college refrigerator with roommates, cheese sticks, chicken fingers.
Everything can be fried.
Everything can be fried. And so you know what I did?
Fried it all.
Dude, I fried everything.
God, I'm so proud of you right now.
Frozen food, leftovers, made up new inventions to fry, French fries, everything was fried. And then about a month into it, I started just like feeling sick and nauseous constantly.
and ended up going to the Texas State doctor. And they were just like, well, what have you been doing lately? What's been going on? And basically they discussed,
I got a fry, daddy.
That was one of the factors, is that I discussed just that I had been, they asked what my like health lifestyle and stuff was like.
Were you like, I'm a dude in college. What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
But
I'm lucky that my wang hasn't fallen off.
Yeah. I probably did get a penicillin shot just to be safe.
Just to be safe.
A little Q-tip in that then. But the fry daddy had... the suggestion was that I start eating healthier and exercising more.
Oh, okay.
Surprise!
Yeah.
But, dude...
Doctors are the worst because of that.
You could see it in photos and just looking at me. My skin was greasier. My hair was greasy and kind of like falling out and coming out. But damn! Dude, stuff in a fry daddy's so much better.
Yeah, in college one time, I made deep fried chili.
Yes.
I had left chili in the refrigerator and left the lid off, and so it kind of
got really hard.
Yeah, yeah. Kind of. And so then I just mixed it with a little bit of cheese and rice,
mm-hmm.
and ground up Fritos so that it could kind of balled up.
Yeah.
Like, and then I rolled it in some...
like cornmeal or something?
Like some batter. And yeah. Then I'll be honest with you, I don't think I was sober the day I did it. And I was like, I'm going to see if I can make this. And it turned out, not only did I make it, but it was excellent.
Delicious.
The only problem is about an hour later, I had to lie down. And then for 24 hours, I had the worst heartburn I've ever had in my life. It was just brutal. It was really brutal. And it turns out that if you... I put little slices of jalapeno in the middle too. Boy, it was... I really thought that I was onto something. This is before food trucks, but I was like, I'm going to corner the market. Like, deep fried chili, that's going to be my thing, and my restaurant's going to explode. And then I realized, I'm going to get sued.
I'm going to get sued if I do this to people. At the Texas State Fair is, they already have it.
Well, should we hit up some greasy spoon later today?
I will say, man, I've been craving some of Maya's enchiladas, and they've got some of the best grease there.
They are closed on Mondays.
Curse my luck.
I know.
What about chicken wings? One of the best purchases I did make was I was hosting.
All the chicken wing places are closed on Mondays.
There's a shortage, too. Damn it. What am I going to do?
Let's go to Sonic.
Hey, man, there's plenty of greasy spoons available. So, yes, today's the greatest because it is National Greasy Food Day. Get out there and make us proud.
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ. 101X.
CJ, have you had to settle on a costume for this year's Halloween?
Yeah, I don't know if I did tell you last week I'm going as Phoebe Bridgers in her little blonde hair, skeleton costume and guitar.
Well, I've been doing some perusing, trying to get some ideas. I was looking at the Spirit Halloween store just to get some ideas. Usually I'll steal an idea and then make my own because I'm a cheap bastard and I'll buy
stuff. That's the way to go, though.
And it turns out that the Spirit Halloween store has something called, great costume, by the way. It's called... Adult Skeleboner.
The Skeleboner!
Skeleboner. And can you guess what Skeleboner is?
I'm going to guess it's a skeleton costume with a single bone in between two legs.
Wow. You're really good. You sure? What was your major again in college? Was it figuring out what skeletons are?
Yeah.
Do you remember these skeleton costumes that they had in the original Karate Kid? I know it's a way back machine, but you know, all like the guys who were the mean Karate Kids, they all had these like skeleton onesies, and it's like skeleton, and then it has a hood that has a skeleton mask on it. And then between the legs, it has a big dangling bone printed on a...
Oh, so it actually dangles and moves? It's not just, I guess how else could it be?
Would you like the description right off the website?
Okay, please.
You knew I would bring this in. The ladies will be turning their heads to confirm what their eyes just saw when you wear this hilarious Skeleboner men's costume. The black and white bone print jumpsuit features a faux phallus and comes complete with, are you ready?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
A handheld pump.
Oh, I'm surprised no one's complaining about this yet.
I am too. I don't know how it missed the world of the complainerati. But this just seems like a... I'm looking at the costume, and I feel like the kind of guy who sees this and is like, dude, this is the costume I want.
Yeah.
Is the kind of guy who is going to get accused of sexual harassment at a party. Do you know what I mean?
It's,
he's going to get too drunk, and he's just going to keep poking everybody with that boner. And, which really, is there any difference between the costume and then just a guy
dance party?
Just a guy who's just drunk and doesn't know what to do with his stuff. If you'd like to, I can read you some of the reviews.
Oh, yeah, sure. I mean, if people have already bought it and enjoy it or dislike it, I'd love to know. I want to make sure it's quality before we tell people to go buy this.
This costume was fun, and I won the best costume trophy at our party, which, I'm adding this part, must have been a really boring party. I just don't. It does say, it was very comical. Great sense of humor. Here's somebody who said, the costume was really nice and fun. The price was great. What I didn't like about it was having to pee meant that I had to remove the entire costume most of the way and then having to put it back on again. Welcome to every woman's life.
Yeah.
And when I received the package, it was open, but nothing was missing. Oh, thankfully, the inflatable boner was still there. The sleeve length should have been longer, as well as the pant length.
That's the only length,
the length they're worried
that's
about?
That's the length you're worried about?
The sleeves and the legs were too? Oh, my goodness. And then the last one really is just this one. It was a fit, and it was a hit. My first grade son loved it. What? What kind of parent are you? What?
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ. 101X.
Matt, after this weekend, I have decided that we are fashion icons.
Oh, nice. I feel great about that.
We are ahead of our time in what we know, predict, and what we think fashion's going to be.
Oh, because I wore jorts?
Partially. Let me explain to you. Back during ACL Fest, we kind of talked about some of the trends and fashions we were seeing.
That's right.
And this was one of the first full weekends I've gone out and done some Austin things. I've been to many places, starting Saturday morning, going to Alamo Draft House to watch Dune.
Nice.
Then, of course, we hung out at the Little Darlin'.
Nice.
Went and ate after that.
Nice.
Got up Sunday, came to work, found some barbecue. Did a lot of walking around, and you know what I noticed?
Yeah. Hot women.
Yes, and people wearing the exact things that we saw at ACL Fest.
Okay, like?
That we said, is this the new fashion?
Oh.
Are these the new trends? First off, bucket hats.
Yep.
And I know Nick from The Morning X has been well known for his bucket hats, but he's not the only one. It's now a thing, and I probably saw at least two people per day wearing a bucket hat.
There's something called, like, punk academia or hyper academia. It's got a name. I forget it. And it's very big in middle school and younger high school. There's a show called My Hero Academia.
Mm-hmm.
And the bucket hat, I think, kind of comes from that and some Japanese culture and is really kind of going strong right now. It's having a moment.
You know what else is having a moment that's been brought back? Mullets and fanny packs.
Yeah.
Together, not just individually, but dudes with mullets that also carry all their stuff in a fanny pack on the side.
Yeah.
Saw a lot of that at ACL Fest because obviously you couldn't carry a backpack anymore. You had to have a clear bag or purse. But making a big comeback, that combination right there.
Didn't fanny packs get ruined, though, by dads? Like, they were always practical. They may have looked a little goofy, but they were practical. But then dads got a hold of them.
Maybe. I feel like
boring dads.
I feel like in the 80s, it wasn't boring dads. It was like the helicopter moms with shoulder pads
and a fanny pack?
And a fanny pack kind of thing. Maybe not. I don't know.
I've never worn one, so I can't speak to.
This one, we did see at ACL Fest, but I also saw it out this weekend, which kind of, it was hot this weekend, but women wearing bikinis, but with see-through dresses over top.
Yeah.
I get that at ACL Fest because it is, you want something sexy and
you want attention.
See-through.
It's,
you want attention.
Cut to the chase.
It's also hot. You want to dance, but actually seeing that around Austin kind of surprised me. It was F1 weekend, so maybe it had something to do with that. And then, of course, my favorite, butt cheeks hanging out of shorts, notably Matt Bearden's cutoff jorts. I saw a lot of cutoff jorts this weekend, and of course, you were the first person on Saturday that walked up wearing your short shorts. So overall,
those went to my knee. They weren't short.
Okay.
Well, you did not see my ass cheek. I can tell you that right now. I would never do that to other human beings. I wouldn't do it to my own wife.
Well, I'm just excited that after that you and I, a couple of dude bros on a rock and roll radio station, after a quick survey this weekend, turns out we're actually very ahead of the curve when it comes to fashion.
Yes. Well, jorts should never have gone away. The hemmed jort definitely needed to end.
But right? Yeah, the straight up
the Old Navy jort.
The cut your own?
Cutoffs?
Hell yeah.
That's been going strong since like 1910, dude, and they're not going anywhere.
Don't have swimming trunks? Cutoffs.
Hell yeah, baby. Light t-shirt, you're in.
101X. Here's more Matt and CJ.
CJ, let's do a little green report.
Okay.
A little green report action.
What's bad in trying to save the world these days?
Well, I've always thought that one of the things that's keeping us from moving forward in, reducing our footprints or helping to help the world out in a bit is that, frankly, a lot of the solutions people come up with are, well, ugly.
Ugly?
Yeah.
Like just aesthetically not pleasing?
Yeah, we're still human beings, right? And you still have to, you really have to flirt with that lowest common denominator to make humans move.
I guess so, yeah. I mean,
For how long did we have electric cars and nobody seemed to budge, and then Tesla came up with that Model S, and suddenly people were like, oh, I like electric cars.
It had to become slick and cool.
Cool is a really important part of that. I think it's one of the things that slowed us down. This guy has come up with a turbine wall. Just those words together sound kind of boring, but if you want me to put, my own little turbine at my house that generates enough electricity to maybe, run a washing machine or whatever, I've got to run a pole up in my front yard. And then I got to put a tiny little windmill
up there.
Yeah,
you got to have a windmill that
makes a bunch of noise.
Looks like you're living on an old stead farm or something like that.
Well, that would be fine if it was retro like that. The new ones they have, they're a little more energy efficient. They still look silly. And it's a weird thing to have in my front yard when I live in a neighborhood, right? Yeah. So I don't really want to adopt that necessarily because now I know the rest of my neighbors are like, ugh.
It's an eyesore. Whereas I feel like solar
granola hippie.
Solar panels and rain tanks used to be the same thing. And then, especially in Austin, I just noticed a point where it did become cool to be
right
to have your solar panels on the roof, to have a really nice looking rain tank and water system.
Well, even solar panels got smarter in how they designed and the bezels they put on. But now this guy's turbine wall. Imagine, have you ever been to a Torchy's Tacos and they use those reflectors from the ground and they do them all the way up the wall? You know those red reflectors.
I don't recall.
You didn't even pay attention when you were in there.
I was looking at the menu.
Yeah.
Eyes down.
Well, just imagine a wall that's, say 10 feet tall. We'll call it 20 feet long if you want to or so. That's the one that I saw operating. And then in that wall, there's just a system of triangles that are all stacked on top of each other. But you're looking at what looks like a rectangle. But it has then two sides that go back. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. And then they stack them all on top of each other, just twist it a little bit, and then they spin. Now you put a bunch together. It looks really cool.
It's more like an art installation.
Exactly.
But it's also generating electricity.
Now the guy designed it and he said, hey, look, you could put one of these on the side of a house and it would power a house for a year. You could put them all. The biggest thing is when you have huge, like buildings downtown, you could do a whole side of a wall and power that. But now, what's the problem with wind energy?
Well, you got to have wind blowing.
Exactly. Exactly. And so sometimes people are like, look, I don't want to invest a whole lot of money in there because when the wind ain't blowing, it ain't doing me a whole lot of good. So somebody else got into this guy's ear too and said, oh, you know what we should do? You know, if you drive down Mopac right now, since they've done all the construction, there are those giant sort of neighborhood walls all the way down Mopac.
Yeah, that keep from, the sound and other stuff or
I've
whatever.
I've been in those backyards. They don't do anything to the sound.
Doesn't.
I'm going to tell you right now. They tell the neighborhood, hey, but there are constantly trucks and cars going on the streets, and they're going 60, 70 miles an hour.
That's creating a little bit of...
Not right now. Not this time of day. They're going 10 miles an hour.
Yeah,
but
not on Mopac.
But trucks, especially the big trucks, create just enough wind because these things take so little wind to actually turn.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, oh, we could actually make our retaining walls on all of our roads in any kind of...
Out of this, yeah.
Yeah, and then they would constantly turn and you'd provide a lot more electricity. Anyway, I think it's kind of a genius idea and it's made me realize that that's what we have to do. Everything from now on, if you want to go green, You have to make it really sexy.
It's got to be cool. It can't be like the outhouse you brought up. the giant copper tank of filtering dew that you brought up last week.
Yeah,
so this one's a winner.
Yeah, for too long, the Birkenstock crowd has owned Go Green, and it needs to be a cooler crowd that runs it.
Yeah, I feel you. 101X, Matt and CJ. Every Friday, Matt and I bet on sports results, and on Monday we read how those fared, and then later in the week we'll spin a punishment wheel and determine who has to do this week's punishment. I have the results, Matt, of this weekend's bets, which were all NFL-related because you claim you know nothing about the NFL.
Yeah, I know very little. I mean, when I hang out with, like, my in-laws and stuff.
On TV.
Well, no, I'm saying, they seem to know what's going on a ton, and that's what makes me feel like I know nothing. Because I'm just like, I mean, I can name all the teams and their, they're not called logos.
Mascots?
Mascots, okay. Thank you. And that's about it.
Well, before we get into the results, we need you out there to let us know what punishments should go on the punishment wheel that we're going to spin tomorrow. So far, I have the hot chip challenge.
Okay.
I have a loser this week has to wear the Skeleboner costume.
Okay.
And then I've got make candy corn tea. So those are a few punishments I have so far this week.
Terrible.
It does.
It sounds really bad.
But who's going to have to spin the punishment wheel tomorrow? Let's find out.
I think it'll
right
probably
now.
Be me because I know that you asked me who was going to win the Cowboys game. And then later someone called and was like, hey, Cowboys are on a bye this week, which tells me that I think you just made up a lot of questions to make me look like an idiot.
That is correct. 1 point for CJ so far.
Well, wait, that's not betting. That's just you trying to trick me.
I asked you, will the Dallas Cowboys win or lose this weekend? You said they'll lose. They did not lose, so I get a point for that. I also asked, who wins out of Kansas City or Tennessee? You unfortunately chose Super Bowl runner-up Kansas City, who absolutely got stomped by Tennessee. So that's going to be, well, that's a point for me. That's another bad one for Matt.
What was the score on this Tennessee game?
I mean, it was bad. It was like 30-3.
What's going on?
It was not expected. Which of my fantasy quarterbacks will score more points, Matt Ryan or Ryan Tannehill?
Oh, I thought you said Ryan Leaf. My bad.
Yeah.
See, at least I know that about the NFL.
Ryan Tannehill had 24, Matt Ryan had 27, which means point for Matt. Colts versus 49ers, over under 43.5. They met the over with 48, and you chose the over. So another point for Matt, which means we are tied right now, 2-2. It all comes down to this, the two worst offenses in the league. Who will score
Chicago Bears.
The least amount of points, the Chicago Bears or the New York Jets? The Jets absolutely laid a stinker with 13 points. However, Matt, you chose the Chicago Bears, who scored an all of 3 points. which means I am the big loser this week, so I will have to spin the punishment wheel. So far, the items that'll go on there, I think we need like 8, but we have hot chip challenge, a Skeleboner costume at work, candy corn tea. We could use some more ideas that we can put on the punishment wheel, which we will spin later this week. And of course, we'll continue to make the bets. Matt, congratulations. You beat me, and I think it's karma that I tried to use a trick question.
And it came back to haunt
you. Came back!
So, yeah, I just got lucky. I knew nothing about what's going on, and it is, once again, proof that even occasionally, a blind squirrel can find a nut.
Matt and CJ. 101X.
What parts of Austin are haunted?
Anywhere there's a cemetery.
CJ and I, because Halloween is coming up, we've been exploring the most haunted places in Austin.
The spooky, the scary, the devious. Anything west of Mopac scares me.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, the women all look like they're just wearing masks. They don't move. Very white.
That's the ghost of Botox past. Today I thought we'd explore something that's not a house. And it's not a... It's a place, but it's not like a building or a hotel, whatever. We've been looking at all of those places.
Okay.
And this is part of Shoal Creek. It's the Cedars Oaks section of... Do you know where... the hospital is.
Yes.
Like 38th.
Yeah, yeah.
And then behind there, there's a Randall's also. And then there used to be a Taco Bell, which became a Hilbert's Hamburgers.
Okay.
We still, are we still, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So Shoal Creek goes through there, and for the most part, a lot of people don't hang out on the Greenbelt in that part, and it's probably a good thing because that area
a little scary.
Is very scary. It is very, very haunted. So Austin was not a huge city, and it wasn't even the capital back when it was first founded. There was a guy named Gideon White who decided there was a huge spring that ran right there. It's called Cedar Spring, and Cedar Spring used to run. In fact, it used to just like guzzle, like not guzzle. What's the exact
gush?
Opposite? Gush.
Shoot, spray?
That's what I'm looking for. It used to gush
geyser?
Like crazy. And that's sort of like Barton Springs does today, but we did not protect it like we've protected Barton Springs. So now it just dribbles out like an old man having an orgasm. So it's really not what it used to be. But back in the day, Gideon White was like, hey, I'm going to move my family out there. And everybody in Austin said, oh, no, you don't want to do that. And they said, no, I found these great springs. No one's claimed the land. He goes, yeah, but that the natives use that area quite a bit, the Native Americans, and they really like that area. In fact, it's considered to be hallowed ground for them. They've actually buried some of their family members there, and it's considered to be sacred land.
Oh, yeah. What's the one thing we've always learned? Stay away from Native American burial grounds.
Yeah, well, apparently Gideon was just like, whatevs. That place looks really awesome. There's tons of oak trees around there. It's beautiful. And so he not only moved to the area, but he literally built his cabin at the springs.
Oof.
Like, that way he could just go and then... correctly, I'm going to use the word this time, guzzle up some of the water in the morning.
But the ground turns sour.
Yeah,
out there.
So a couple of people visited him and said, hey, no offense, but you've built your cabin. Literally, this is where we bury our people. This is our sacred land over here. And we don't actually, even though it's been our land forever, we don't even claim it and live on it because it's so hallowed.
Sacred, yeah.
Yeah. And Gideon said, GTFO. And they said, well, are you sure? Hey, Gids, you sure about that, bruh? And Gideon said, yeah, absolutely. Take off, eh? I got this land. It's mine. I built a cabin, so clearly it's mine. 2 years later, it was not his. He met his fate behind one of the oaks. Was killed by, he was attacked.
Okay.
And so was his family.
Ugh.
They were all murdered. Most of them were anyway. And so now it's said that those grounds at late at night you can still hear
his calling. Family.
Plus, we learned no lesson because even though that happened to Gideon, the rest of his family, they took over the plot of land. They built the huge like amusement park out there for a while, like in the old days.
Ooh, spooky!
Now there is a Randall's where ladies with their Randall cards go to buy stuff. And it's all literally on a Native American burial ground.
Yeah.
Anyway, hats off to you, Austin, and please enjoy your own deaths.
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ. 101X.
Today's Nerd Report.
You are a huge nerd.
Oh, man, I thought my Lego addiction was bad. I did use some of my federal stimulus money to purchase a few Star Wars Lego sets earlier this year.
You wouldn't be CJ if you didn't spend some money on Legos.
Precisely, but I found someone whose addiction to toys and stuff might be a little worse than mine. A Georgia man used $57,000 of COVID-19 relief loan to buy Pokemon cards. One of the cards he specifically spent a good chunk of his money on. Let me see if I can find that card. I don't see it right here.
Help me out, because I never collected the Pokemon cards, or Pogs for that matter. And you collected them. And then you used them as a game where you would throw the cards down and
battle. Yeah, so if you got a Mewtwo or a Charizard that are very rare, they could be worth a lot. But you're probably going to collect those more than actually bust out and play with them.
Sure. But it's no Settlers of Catan.
I guess not. Okay. Honestly, I don't know a ton about Pokemon, but the way this guy, this Georgia man, got this much money is... he filed a report with the Small Business Administration saying that he had, I think, 10 employees, and his business was worth a certain amount, and they gave him, like I said, $57,000, and he used all of that,
all of that
on Pokemon cards, and now he faces up to a fine of $200,000 plus 12 months in jail for this scam. I'm trying to find, because he bought one of the Pokemon cards that was ridiculous. Like they said,
so awesome.
Majority of the money that he essentially stole from the federal government, which was meant for small businesses struggling, most of the money he stole to buy one single card.
So what are you in for?
I collected game cards, Pokemon, perhaps you're familiar?
Oh, I'm sorry, I said 12 months in prison, though. He faces up to 20 years in prison.
There you go.
$250,000 in fines, all for Pokemon cards.
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ, 101X.
So, CJ, you ruined my weekend last weekend.
By
pointing out that there was a rat in my garage.
I mean, that rat came after me. What was I supposed to do?
Well, it meant that even though I'd spent all day slow smoking some meat so that you could enjoy some street tacos, I then had to spend the rest of the evening trying to eradicate the rat so that my wife could and kids could sleep because they were panicked about that there were rats in the house. Okay.
Yeah, sorry about that, but you know, that's in the past.
Well, eventually I did away with a rat. It no longer is living. However, the rat got the last laugh.
Oh, no!
Yeah. Apparently, and I don't want to get bogged down in the details, but a long time ago, a previous owner of my home did some wonky plumbing. And one of the things they did is they put in something called a lift station. I don't want to get into what exactly that means, but...
A dumb waiter for dew?
It is sort of... I have two... For some reason, two pipes go to a place sort of like you would have for like a septic... And then it has to be pumped back up to the street level to go into the regular sewage.
Okay.
Right? Now, it's gray water. There's no dew in it. But it comes off the kitchen sink, and so there's grossness in there.
Yeah.
There's a pump in there, and the pump gets rid of the water. No problem.
Boom! There we go.
If anything goes wrong with the pump, there is a little alarm in there, and the alarm sounds in the laundry room and lets me know, hey, there's a problem. The alarm did not sound, however. Because something had chewed through the wires.
Okay.
There you go.
Oh, man. I told you this rat is haunting us.
I know. So, yeah, yesterday my wife said, I'm afraid to tell you this, but there's a small puddle of water in the backyard and in a place where I don't think there should be a small puddle of water. And I was like, oh, yeah, I'm glad you should have told me because it has ruined my day and I haven't even gotten to work yet. And I had to dig down about 3 feet deep. And dig up a lot of dirt. The dirt filled with poo-smelling
water. Gross water,
disgusting-smelling sewage water.
Stuff that sits in the sink that brings chunks of food. And I get it. And that little mildew that rots in the sink.
And I honestly don't know how long it had been because I don't know when the motor burned out. Because, like I said, usually you would know right away before you get into a huge problem. But instead, I had, like... The ground had just completely
saturated.
Up. Oh, God. It just smelled. You know those people that have really horrible breath and still want to talk, close talk?
Yeah.
It was just imagine that. While I was digging, I will say nature really upped the ante. Because at one point I thought, what is this bizarre stinging feeling I'm having? And it's because I had dug into a
fire ant
pit. And they were crawling up my leg and biting me, stinging me, whatever you call it. Now, what is the really great one wonderful thing that happens when you are bit incessantly by fire ants?
Oh, it no longer hurts at all.
Right, but what happens the next day? What is the joy you're given?
Itchy, pus-covered little dots.
Those little dots are so much fun to bust.
Ugh,
they really are.
No, they're not.
They make a little pop noise and everything. It was a really wonderful morning. Because I'm a DIYer, I'm not going to call.
Yeah, you got to and you also, I think, have something similar that a lot of us do where you got to fix it right away.
Oh, yeah.
I can't go to bed without this. I can't just turn the water off. I need this solution fixed.
My wife threw a party for kids yesterday for Halloween, but we couldn't let anybody use the kitchen sink. So we just stacked up all of these dishes from a party and then washed them in the bathroom sink. Have you tried to wash dishes before in a bathroom sink? It's a real pain in the back.
Yeah. That doesn't seem fun.
No, it is not. So anyway, we are on our way to mending. And it'll be all complete. But that's why I had to miss the meeting earlier today, is because I was literally covered in this terrible, foul, poo-smelling, rotted,
go ahead,
fat.
Come in late when that happens to you. No problem.
Here's the issue. I, so many times, trying to pump some water out of there with a bilge, would knock the bucket over, and then the thing splashes you, and the hose gets loose and splashes you in the face with that stuff. And you have to yell MF for a whole lot. My neighbors are probably very concerned that I've murdered somebody. But now, I can't get rid of the olfactory hallucinations. I just keep smelling that same kind of gross, rotted smell. I can't stop smelling it.
Yeah, I call it teeth meat.
Yeah, it just smells
teeth
everywhere.
It's horrible.
Anyway, I just wanted to let you know that no matter how bad anybody's weekend was out there, I beat you. I did all my job to beat
yours
you.
Yours is worse, and we can still smell it.
And I tip my hat at the rat whose ghost got me back.
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ. 101X.
Oh, man, the blows keep coming for our quote-unquote beloved Facebook. More leaked information keeps coming out, and it seems like they're more and more liable for more than what they've said. I've got an article from Bloomberg that has kind of boiled down five very important things that came out from the most recent document release. And the top is Facebook executives have long known that the platform's hate speech problem was bigger and more entrenched than the company has disclosed.
Yeah, I think deep down inside we all knew that, but you didn't really have proof. And so when anytime there was an interview, they just said, well, no, everything's fine. You kind of were like, well, I have a feeling, but I can't prove it.
Yeah, it turns out that it's very true. And this is, coming from people who are researchers familiar with Facebook, contract employees, as well as current and former employees. Another thing which, kind of shows they were trying to work on it. They said a Facebook team was tasked with stemming the flow of harmful posts, but they were hamstrung by a lack of staffing, limits placed on its product, and the platform's engagement focus algorithm. That, what does the algorithm do? Often ends up promoting content that's false and divisive because it's engaging and it's what people are clicking on, arguing about, talking about. So
yeah, think about it. If you, if somebody writes to you on social media and says, CJ, you suck, how many hours will you devote to tracking that person down or telling them that you don't suck?
Yeah, most people more likely are going to go after that person than someone that would be like, hey, love you, you're doing a great job.
Right, you're just like, okay, yeah whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we human nature, we discount those people who because we feel safe with them, and then we really fixate on people we think are have got it wrong or that are accusing us of having it wrong.
You get defensive, you want to argue, and that's obviously over the last decade,
now,
Facebook has thrived on that.
And is anybody in any of these articles saying that Facebook is actually liable in any way for any of this? I mean, I understand that they're quote-unquote guilty of that behavior, but is there, could you make the argument that we're adults and if we're going on Facebook, we know what we're getting into?
I'm sure lawyers could definitely make that, but one of the something I did find that was a little more damning. This one coming from the Washington Post said ahead of the
fake news, Washington Post
ahead of the 2020 election, Facebook made a voting information center that promoted factual information, just stuff
that's
like
nice. See, they're just off the hook.
Just
however,
how to register to vote. How to sign up to be a poll worker. Very just straightforward, non-biased information.
Okay, sounds great.
However, teams at Facebook and WhatsApp also wanted to create a version of that in Spanish, especially since WhatsApp is used largely by Hispanic communities. However, Zuckerberg raised objections to the idea, saying it was not politically neutral or could make the company appear to be bipartisan. So
bipartisan or partisan?
It says bipartisan, a peer partisan, sorry.
Okay.
So it's just an entire continuing non-ending mess.
So there's just he's saying there was an assumption that trying to
help
people get
Spanish speaking
would then appear partisan?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
All right. We also have evidence, apparently, that Facebook's own staff, including internal researchers, continually faulted the company and brought up information that could have, I guess, thwarted the proliferation of groups that fomented the violence on January 6th. It also says in 2019, Facebook set up a test account in India to determine if its tools were working. And basically, within 3 weeks, the fictional user's AI account developed into a storm of fake news and incendiary images. So even its AI set to test its stuff ended up failing miserably, which is just sad.
Well, I guess that means we're all going to get off Facebook then, right? If we know that this is what's going on?
Might as well. It's the safe thing to do for humanity.
Okay, here's a problem, though.
You got to like us, at Just Matt and CJ on Facebook.
Yeah, also, yeah, where am I going to go find everybody's spring break photos?
I mean, yeah, we can't see them anywhere else. At Just Matt and CJ on Facebook.
101X. Here's more Matt and CJ.
Time for us to talk about people behaving badly.
Oh, dear.
We were really at our peak behaving badly this weekend, Austin. The Nazis.
Oh, no.
The Nazis were in town.
Are you serious?
I was not keeping up with their tour schedule. I did not realize it.
Is this an F1 promotion or something?
It was not an F1 promotion. And all joking aside, literally after I was leaving the event we had, the beard and mustache competition for dogs.
Yeah.
I got a note, you know, when you, do you follow any like news services or anything like that?
Yeah. And they'll send you a push notification.
Right. And they were just saying, the Nazis were in, Austin. And I was like, I'm not quite sure. I had gone the other way. Once I tried to go look and get some firsthand accounting, you know, they were gone. But they did a wonderful thing. This is on the heels of, I think, Anderson High School had a bunch of swastikas painted on it. I don't know if they are attached. I will say that the swastikas on the Anderson High School, side of Anderson High School, were backward swastikas, which always leads me to believe that we just got
someone younger,
less likely we have actual Nazis, and more likely we have morons and idiots, which is sometimes a different checkbox. But I'm not, I have no evidence, so I'm not going to even speak to that. But yeah, a group of like 10, 11 guys who, I don't know, don't have sex, who knows what's going on with them, unfurled banners on the Far West Boulevard over Mopac. So as you were driving under Mopac, it's just a bunch of banners saying, you know, basically that, you know, stuff about Jews and, you know, the regular,
horrible,
I will say this about Nazis, they could really use with a, I don't know, like a rehash on all of their, maybe go to a branding school and come up with something new, because it's just sort of the same old hate. And it's a particular interest because right there, if you know the city, you know that that's where the Dell is, as it's known by some people, or the JCC, it's the Jewish Community Center. It is basically right up the road there. And, I don't know. It's not. I don't like to see it. I don't like to see it in the city.
No, especially a weekend where we have people from across the world happening to be visiting our city for a big race. There's also Austin Film Fest. There's a lot happening this weekend. It was a nice October afternoon, so a lot of people are going to be out and about. And the last thing you want is a bunch of, you know, white supremacists staining your beautiful community.
Well, in a bid to make Dirty Six look even more like a trash heap, the Nazis ended up there later in the evening, offering hugs to people. It's a game. It's a bait game.
Yeah. They want people to.
Some people are mad. There's a video of a cop that gets out and he tries to talk to them, and some people are mad. They're like, "This is atrocious police work." And I was like, "There's literally, actually, it was great police work." He tried to engage them because he said, "Hey guys, in today's modern climate," and he was trying to talk to them about, "Hey, maybe you've got some." I mean, people are allowed to protest. They just absolutely are. You can wear a swastika on your shirt. There's no law against that in our country. And if you want to make a law against it, then it becomes that slippery slope about what else do we?
I mean, the Supreme Court even ruled on this years ago.
So I'm not saying that I'm promoting people wearing swastikas. I think it's kind of abhorrent. But that's one of those things you live with sometimes when you're in a liberal, a liberal society.
Sense. I didn't even put two and two together, but the punch a Nazi hashtag was trending this weekend.
Was it? Yeah, well,
so I guess that's...
A cop got out and tried to talk to them. They were being their regular, the Nazi guys were being, they wouldn't even let him talk. They just kept shouting him down about oh, COVID. And I was like, and then he just goes, hey, fine, guys, you're on your own. And some people said, well, the cop should have done something. He should have arrested them. You can't just... Here's the thing. If you want to empower the police to arrest people for behaving a way you don't want them to behave, well, that means you are taking a note from literal Nazis, because that's the kind of authoritarian crap that they're into. So sometimes as abhorrent as it is, I wouldn't suggest that be your de facto move there.
Yeah.
So... Anyway, apparently they all came here in a van from San Antonio, and I guess they went home. Good for them. But they literally, somebody sent me video.
One van load full of Nazis.
Somebody sent me video, and it's just like 11 bro dudes in a van, and I'm just like, oh, God, if it wasn't.
What's best to do? Just ignore them?
I know, but if it wasn't abhorrent, it would be laughable. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because it's 11 dudes in a van, like, we're gonna go tear up that city.
We're gonna show them.
Yeah. And then it's like, really, bro? Good job.
Have fun in your sweaty ass van ride back to loneliness in San Antonio.
Anyway, that is today's installment of People Behaving Badly. So after hearing about Nazis descending on the city, let's do a little palate cleanser. Let's talk about somebody doing something awesome.
Okay, good.
This guy in Yuma, Arizona. It's 4:30 in the morning. He's in a little stop and rob. He's getting a Gatorade and Monster energy drinks. So, you know, he's a health
freak.
He's
ready to go to work.
Four guys come busting through the door. One of the first ones has a gun held up. And instinct takes over, and he literally just grabs the gun in one hand, and then goes after the dude with the other hand, and eventually wrestles the gun away from the guy. The news stations are talking about him being a hero, but he's like, nope, actually, I'm pogue as F. I'm not some sort of frickin' Ricky Recon hero. I'm a G-damn air winger, so it's like I'm not Steven Seagal here. Same as James Kilser.
I love his quotes, man.
They're so good. He said, look, S just needed to be done. I kind of saw what was coming my way, and I wasn't going to sit around and cry about it. And I just waited until he took that one extra step, and boom. I effing hit him, and it just instant kicked in. So he basically couldn't wrestle the gun away at first because they fell to the ground. He didn't realize, you know, when your adrenaline's going, his hand was still holding a bag full of Monster energy drinks. And so he was like, I was trying to go for his head, but I couldn't get his head under control because he said, oh, I didn't. Well, not until I watched the video that I realized, oh, I have a handful of stuff. What was I thinking? Except that you just don't really think right away like that. He says, I didn't even realize I had that stuff. The keys were in my hand, and that bag was attached to me somehow still. So he puts his hand in the gun and starts pulling the trigger and counting fires.
To empty it.
He's trying to empty it, pointing away from him and the assailant.
I wouldn't recommend doing any of this.
I wouldn't either. I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't.
But it still sounds pretty awesome.
He's a, you know, he's a veteran, and I guess he just said it was my training. He's like, it's actually surreal. Like, I counted in my head, and this is all happening in freaking light speed, and I was counting trigger pulls. But the gun had jammed. He thought it might be a toy gun until he eventually got the gun out of the kid's hand, and the kid turned out to be actually a kid.
A
juvenile.
Oof.
He broke the guy's nose, broke the kid's nose. He said he was feeling sorry for him for a little bit, and then realized when he pulled back on the gun, it ejected a live round, and he realized, oh, no, this is a loaded gun. Never mind, I don't feel sorry for you. Could have killed somebody. And he has some great quotes because he keeps getting interviewed, and he keeps wanting to tell his side of the story, but they keep editing around him. So... No, I finally found this one interview with somebody else who's just a blogger where he gets to be himself and talk, you know, and it's great because he's, let me find another one of these quotes where he says, hey, I'm constantly in the mindset of if I have to, I will. But he also says, look, I mean, I'm a chubby MF-er. I'm 250 and only 5'10", so I'm not nimble like a cat. And that's the best time. He said, so they asked him in this blog, hey, is there anything else that you want to say? And he goes, yeah, can you do me a favor? Because they keep editing this out of everybody who's interviewing me. He goes, well, what do you want to say? And he goes, I need a beer, and Epstein didn't kill himself.
Matt and CJ. 101X.
Win something.
It absolutely is. And this is going to be pretty fun. The 28th here at the radio station, we're having a 101X session with Culture Wars. They're going to play 3 to 4 songs for you. You're going to get in that exclusive performance, some interviews. Plus, if you're over 21, of course, some complimentary St. Arnold's beverages. But you got to play my game.
The price is wrong, bitch.
We've
not
got
cool, man.
Randy on the line. Randy, how are you?
I'm good. How are y'all doing?
Doing very well. And we have Adam who will be taking Randy on. Adam, how are you?
Fantastic.
Okay, I'm going to give you each the price of something, and you're just going to try to guess how much it is. Or I'm going to give you a product. You try to guess the price. The closest without going over gets a point. Whoever has the most points by the end of this is the winner, starting with you, Randy. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Okay, Randy, guess the price of a six-pack of St. Arnold lawnmower. How much would that cost?
Oh, that would be... Oh, my goodness. $10.89.
Adam, how much do you think a six-pack of St. Arnold lawnmower would be?
$9.99.
Oh, actual retail price, $8.49. Both of you have gone over, which means we are neck and neck. Adam, you're going to get to go first this time. I went on Culture Wars, the band's website. If I wanted to get me some nice merch, they have a deep V-neck tee. How much do you think that deep V-neck tee from the band Culture Wars costs? Adam, what's your answer?
$15.
Randy, what do you got for us?
$13.
Actual retail price, $25, meaning Adam gets the point for that. And now down to our final one, and this is going to come to who gets the closest. Let's say I want to leave the show right now and head to Stubbs to see a live concert. How much is a Lyft ride going to cost me?
Whoa.
I'll start with you, Randy. A standard Lyft ride for me to leave work and go to Stubbs.
$30.
Adam, what say ye?
Oh, right now, high to traffic, leaving central Austin to go to downtown, I'm going to say $45.
$45. Actual retail price, $15.9, which does mean that, Adam, you're a winner! You did get one correct on this, so congratulations. Randy, thanks a lot. Play again tomorrow. As for you, Adam, I'm going to put you on hold. You're going to see Culture Wars doing an exclusive 101X performance with you and a buddy. Hey, who's the two radio guys that rock you the most and make sure you have the most exciting fun ever?
You too.
And thank you.
And our names would be?
I mean, the only one that really matters is TJ, right?
Yes, we do have a winner going on hold. Love it. More prizes, more chances to win stuff
so
tomorrow.
Good. It's so good.
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ. 101X.
So while the University of Texas Longhorns football team has had a little trouble being there for all four quarters.
Yeah.
Turns out that other quarters are mounting up in a hurry. A news organization Axios did a Freedom of Information request and started to find out who all is being able to profit off of the new laws and rules about being an amateur athlete.
Because now if you play for the team, I think like Cameron Dicker has a sponsorship,
right?
Is that correct?
You can go out and seek sponsorships now. The university can't pay you directly. It's still goofy. But what happens is you can go out there and get sponsorships. And so they found out that it is not a small number of UT athletes that have already basically, I think it's in the 70s 76 times. Like images or likenesses at least 76 times since summer have been used per disclosure. Bijan Robinson, who's awesome.
Yeah, hell yeah. Please don't go to the draft.
He's already promoting Raising Cane's chicken fingers.
Tight, tight.
And something called Athletic Brewing, which is brews great tasting non-alcoholic beer. And there's one organization that's set up because they just want to support the tight ends. So they have an organization called the Burnt In Subscription, and you can basically pay into the subscription, sort of like a Patreon.
Okay.
And the money just goes to tight ends, and they're trying to raise as much as $15,000 per tight end per year. We've got 6 tight ends on the program right now. So that I just like because it's just funny and goofy. And but it's not
and
just
some
football.
Unsung heroes, too.
Absolutely. And it's not just football. That's the biggest thing. And I think where you're actually going to see the money kind of coming in.
Basketball.
Well, basketball's one, but where's a sport where gobs of money is spent, but most people don't think of it because it's not a contact sport?
Baseball?
Close.
No, that could be a contact sport.
Yeah, jerk.
Tennis? Golf?
There you go.
Golf. Oh, golf is huge at the University of Texas.
University of Texas has one of the best golfing programs. Mm-hmm. It's won quite a few national championships, and apparently the money is already, and there's so much money in that lane anyway, and I guess it's already kind of pouring in for some of the golf athletes. Also, let's see, men's basketball, men's golf, softball, women's basketball, women's swimming. Didn't see that one coming. Volleyball and soccer. These are students that have gotten agents already.
Tight.
Got agents that are helping them land some of these deals. Now, I bring that up because how about, since nobody really knows our names, we go get one of these 18-year-old students to start representing this show. We could maybe spend 15, 20 bucks, something like that, and then maybe we can help get our names out there.
I love that idea. Get a walk-on punter, maybe the biggest offensive lineman that they have that's not starting currently.
Somebody just wrote this. I love Just Matt and CJ because whenever I feel bad about myself, I can remember that Matt Bearden has been on the radio more than a decade, had a hit MTV show, a successful Cap City show, was named checked by Conan, and still no one calling for prizes this week knows his name.
I mean, to be fair, that was a reversal of what was happening the first couple of weeks. But yeah, let's go hire some student athletes to promote the show.
I want to hire like a walk-on.
We can't afford anyone that actually does anything.
Who's injured?
Yeah, fair enough.
An injured walk-on.
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ. 101X.
The most entertaining part of the show is Spinnertainment!
That's Spinnertainment.
Oh, you flatter me.
With our one and only producer and friend extraordinaire, Spencer. We're going to check in on his life specifically. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Okay, yeah, good. That's fine. It.
I'm pretty anxious.
How's the world of producing been? You've been sequestered in the other production room all day. Anything amazing happening there? You seeing rats?
No rats. No power outages randomly. Nothing interesting.
Well,
the
sounders and imaging that you've been giving us has been fantastic.
Thanks. Yeah. You guys need anything else?
Yeah, a couple things. I got a small list here. Wired or tired.
Yeah, she has a list.
People behaving badly. Nerd report. I'd really like you to work on a sounder for Spentertainment.
Oh, man, you told me not to last week. What do you want from me?
Well, you know what? When was last week?
A few days ago.
Yeah. Okay. And things change.
And which week is this one? Is this last week or is this this week?
It's this week.
Spinner, if you're going to bring this kind of attitude, I don't know that I want to let you out of that tiny little closet that you work in, okay?
All right, man. Okay.
Thank you for bringing in an apology.
I mean, it still beats being in a studio that regularly doesn't have air conditioning, smells like whatever the morning show ate, and of course, as we know, has mice and rats in it. Yeah. So
we missed you this weekend. We were hoping we might rendezvous with you at the doggy mustache and beard competition.
Heard it got pretty hot out there.
I'm actually glad I didn't end up seeing you because it got so packed. Mm. That there really wasn't even a place toward the end of it to sit and you would have just... I would have hated it.
Yeah, you would have just been sweating and like.
You literally do not own any T-shirts that aren't jet black, and you would have just
true.
You would have just been out there just sweating. Everyone would have been like, "Is that the guy from Incubus? What's happening right now?" And it'd have been like, "No, he's just a guy that likes black T-shirts, and he is sweating."
Gotta hide that pit sweat.
I noticed your family bailed pretty quick too.
We're going in 10 minutes.
I think they got a picnic bench in the sun.
Oh man,
got some nice warm food and drinks, and you know, probably sat down long enough to eat their food and got out of there. It was hot, but
yeah,
you know,
stick around for the dogs, little pup-ups.
It's kids. And then the other thing that's an issue is that you drag kids out to stuff like that, and. Sometimes they just don't want to be out of the house, and they turn into brats.
Yeah,
so you gotta do what you can do with them.
Yeah, I missed you guys.
We had fun. We missed you. What did you do this weekend?
I didn't really do much. I told you a little bit earlier. I got into a little deep dive about spiders. Just watched a few videos. Short little documentaries on different spiders. And
what'd you find out?
Spiders are sometimes very interesting.
Okay.
Also,
what do they do?
Extremely creepy. You know the generals about spiders. They make webs, most of them. Mm-hmm. They suck the guts out of their bug enemies, their prey, because they got to liquefy. They don't actually have teeth or mouths or really anything. They just got a little sucker hole. Kind of gross, but the coolest thing I learned was like about jumping spiders. I'm sure you guys have all seen these tiny little spiders that are really twitchy. They'll always sort of look at you. They can see in color, actually, unlike most spiders, have the best eyesight of any spider species because they got to jump, you know, they need a better depth perception, and they've got the most personality. They're actually pretty curious, and I thought that was interesting. I'm like, why don't we have these as pets? We get the tarantulas, the scary ones.
How big is a jumping spider?
About as big as your thumb at most. Like, they're small.
They're tiny.
They're tiny little babies. Yeah.
Tiny little babies.
Little babies, yeah.
And spiders are good for having around the household, right?
I keep them.
Okay.
No, I got to get rid of them. But
after this weekend.
I don't know, man. I didn't get too much. Just worked and...
I was in my
caught up on sleep. That's the most important thing I did.
Let's get back to spiders. That's the thing that freaks me out the most. I was in my aren't spiders.
No, I forget what the category they're in, but I also watched them. Not poisonous, not anything. They can't even bite you, really.
Right, so. But they look just like a spider. Can you look like a spider and instill the same fear in human beings as a spider, but not be a spider.
Don't know, man. You got to ask Jesus about that.
Okay. I have a meeting with him later, so I'll see what I can do.
Creepiest spider. What scares you the most?
Oh, man. Probably those little sort of wolf spiders, or the ones that almost look like brown recluses.
Right.
They're not quite the big, hairier wolf spiders.
Yeah.
I don't like those things, man. Those real long, like sort of gangly legs, and they're really fast, and they...
I hear you.
I just kind of come out of nowhere and freak the hell out of me. But all spiders kind of scare me.
Not a fan.
I don't know, you know.
Not a fan of those
why.
Banana spiders that make those huge webs. They're all yellow.
Those are really good.
I don't know what you're talking
about. Those are good to have around the house.
Yeah.
Are they?
Yeah. They
Oh, high in potassium?
Yeah. Just in case you get hungry, there you go. This has been your spider report.
Woo!
Part of Spinnertainment.
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ. 101X.
I wanted to give your youngest some credit. I borrowed something from your son this weekend. And it went swimmingly well.
Oh, really?
Specifically, an idea. Do you remember how we talked about how he keeps a pair of emergency pants?
He does. He keeps emergency pants with him on the sofa or whatever in case he needs to, in case somebody knocks on the door. Mm-hmm. If an Amazon delivery comes, he said, or if he sees a cat on the lawn he needs to pet. So he likes to hang out in his underwear mainly, but he keeps emergency pants nearby.
Well, I kind of borrowed the idea, and I called it my just... in case.
Okay.
And the T on my just in case is a capital T for T-shirt. Had a very busy weekend starting Saturday, and so I kept a couple of folded T-shirts in the back of my car because, as you know, we hosted an event at the Little Darlin', the doggy facial hair and mustache competition. But before that, I had seen a movie. So I get to my car, and I'm just covered in Parmesan and popcorn. So when I get to the Little Darlin' to be up on stage in front of people, thankfully I got a fresh T-shirt in the back, no Parmesan, no popcorn, so I'm looking good. However, on my way home, I wanted to stop and eat somewhere, and guess what? I'd been sweating through the pits all day long. You know what else I had? Another just in case. So I popped on another fresh T-shirt, got in my car, went to eat and headed home. So I wanted to thank your son for the great idea of keeping spare clothing around just in case you need it.
I think we're supposed to be doing things to try to help the planet because of the impending doom, right?
Yeah.
I'm not sure that going through 3 shirts a day is helping.
Here's where I might gross you out a little bit, though.
You don't wash them. That's okay. I don't either.
No, I go home. I throw them in. I do have a separate pile I keep them in, but I'll throw them in the dryer and just put like a little dryer sheet in there, and then boom, they're good to wear again.
All dudes are the same way, and that is I don't have a laundry pile and a not laundry pile. I have... That passes the sniff test. That goes in that pile over there.
It's a spectrum of dirty to clean.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Is a spectrum. Yep. And I challenge any guy out there to say, no. Instantly, if I wear it for an hour, it goes straight into the washing machine. No way. In fact, I have a lot of clothes. If you see me looking really nice, especially like on a Monday, it's because those are my date clothes from Sunday night.
Got home and hung them up right away.
Well,
and they're perfectly
I put them on at like
wear.
7 o'clock at night. All they got were 3 or 4 hours of, and they, you know, what did they do? I didn't sweat when I went to the restaurant.
Yeah.
And so now they come in here, and then everyone's like, "Oh, you look so nice today." And I'm like, "Well, I looked nice last night too, I guess."
I got dressed for this occasion. Cool. Well, I'm glad we were able to share this revelation, and I'll be back tomorrow probably wearing the same thing.
I want to talk to you tomorrow, too. I think we should put some money on Stroh's Braves.
Oh, okay.
Matt and CJ. Afternoons, 3 to 6, 101X.